more in the light of His word. What a glory He sheds on our way while we do His good will. He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Second scripture is from Numbers 11, verses 10 through 15. Moses heard the whining, all those families whining in front of their tents. God's anger blazed up. Moses saw that things were in a bad way. Moses said to God, "Why are you treating me this way? What did I ever do to you to deserve this? Did I conceive them? Was I their mother? So why dump the responsibility of this people on me? Why tell me to carry them around like a nursing mother? Carry them all the way to the land you promised to their ancestors. Where am I supposed to get meat for all these people who are whining to me? Give us meat. We want meat. I can't do this by myself. It's too much, all these people. If this is how you intend to treat me, do me a favor and kill me. I've seen enough. I've had enough. Let me out of here."
Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil He doth richly repay. Not a grief nor a loss, not a frown nor a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy but to trust and obey.
So the Lord said to Moses, "Gather for me 70 of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people and officers over them. Bring them to the tent of meeting and have them take their place there with you. I will come down and talk with you there, and I will take some of the spirit that is on you and put it on them. And they shall bear the burden of the people along with you, so that you will not bear it all by yourself." So Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord. And he gathered 70 elders of the people and placed them all around the tent. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to him, and took some of the spirit that was on him, Moses, and put it on the 70 elders. And when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied, but they did not do so again.
But we never can prove the delights of His love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor He shows and the joy He bestows are for them who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So last week, Debbie asked me if I could share some reflections on today's scripture. And in a way, this is the perfect representation of a scripture in action, if you ask me. As God told Moses to gather leaders of Israel together to take the burden off himself, I imagine God was speaking through Debbie to find some other folks to help with worship today. I thought I'd take the opportunity to brag about my children. Amy does the Facebook in our family, so I need to find other venues to embarrass Elijah and Lily. As a parent, I need all the help I can get to keep the little people of the Zeem family occupied and in line. On Friday evenings, Elijah participates in a co-ed basketball game at the local rec center. About 20 kids are signed up for this activity, which sometimes resembles a miniature rugby scrum rather than a basketball game. Nevertheless, the coach does an excellent job balancing the lineups for the two pickup teams. Elijah happens to be a particularly speedy 11-year-old and can chase the ball or follow the person he is supposed to guard with ease. While there are obviously some more skilled players than others, the game depends on all the players sharing the basketball, passing it to the open player to score the next point. Even the best basketball players in the world need good teammates to share the burden of scoring points. In the scripture lesson this morning, Moses is tasked with bringing together helpers to speak prophetically to the people of Israel as the Spirit of God comes down upon them. I get the sense that Moses was tired of all the complaints about the food and figured he could spread the burden around if he wasn't the only one with a direct connection to God. Moses seemed to be relieved that he wasn't the only one doing the prophecy. He says in a later section of the scripture, "It would be great if all God's people were prophets and put his Spirit on all of them." I'm not sure the point of this scripture is to say that we should all be prophets, but there are ways that we can all spread God's love. That brings me to Lily. Last week was Lily's 8th birthday, and one of her birthday presents was a coloring book with flamingo designs. Yesterday, she put together 3 of her favorite things, drawing, writing, and flamingos, into an original storybook, which I have right here. This is the story of Happy and Joy, 2 flamingo friends. It begins, "Happy and Joy were best friends. They did everything together. Happy likes to go to the beach in the hot, hot sun, and she loves to wear her blue hat at the beach, too. It keeps the sun out of her face, and she makes the best sandcastles." Joy loves her red car with flowers on it, and the flowers are so pretty. But the thing that they both love is lemonade. Once they had a lemonade stand, and they even made up a little poem for the lemonade. "When life gives you lemons, make lemonade." They love lemonade. Once they met someone in the park. "What is your name?" "My name is Love." "Let's be friends." The end. In this story, 2 flamingos find a new friend in the park, a flamingo named Love. God is calling all of us to make friends in the name of love. The spirit that came upon the people of Israel in the tent camp in Numbers 11 is the same spirit that is available to each and every one of us in our daily interactions. Whether gathered outside next to a campfire, in an office, or in a store, or in a church sanctuary, there are no restrictions on who is able to answer God's call to love. To paraphrase Moses, would that all God's people were filled with the Spirit to spread God's love.
Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at his feet, or we'll walk by his side in the way. What he says we will do, where he says we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Will you pray with me? Dear God, let us see the beauty of our lives in rain and in sunshine, And when we feel like we have more than we can bear, help us remember that your spirit that came down on Moses and the Israelites also is shared among us. Go with the peace and help us to go with the peace and love of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.